President John Mahama said government is still employing people into strategic areas where manpower is needed. He said the move is to cut down the wages and compensation bill in the public sector, which is weighing down the budget.
We want to bring the wages and compensation bill down. In 2013, wages and compensation for public sector workers consumed 73% of total tax revenues. All the taxes we collected, 73% was used to pay wages and salaries, and 27% was used for the remaining 25 million people. Public sector workers are about 600,000.
Yeah.
So it means that 73% of taxes went to 600,000 people. Let's say we're 26 million, the remaining 25.4 million people, you know, then benefit from 27%. That must pay for expenses of the MDAs, it must go for maternal mortality, it must go for paying subsidies to secondary schools, it must go to providing teaching and learning materials in schools. 23% of tax revenues. We've been working to bring this down, and we're making progress. As I speak, we have brought wages and compensation from 2013 from 73% of tax revenues to 49% of tax revenues. And so there's more money being freed up to provide for the other segment of the population. There's more money being freed up to provide CHIPS compounds and to provide assistance to reduce maternal mortality and infant mortality and all that. And in any case, let me say, there's not a freeze on employment as such. That open license for anybody to employ has been taken away. And it must be in areas where strategically we believe that employment must take place. And so we're still employing doctors, we're still employing teachers. And so if they say there's a freeze on employment, it's not true. Doctors are being employed, teachers are being employed, nurses are being employed. But we're employing in the strategic areas where we still need manpower. In the areas where we don't need, yes, we're not employing.